And now to our NewsHour share, something interesting that caught our eye. Yanni versus Laurel. It is the auditory debate taking the internet by storm today. NewsHour's Sikhan Akpan and Julia Griffin explain how one sound can create two different experiences.
The internet has been set ablaze over one sound and two words.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
So which did you hear, Yanni or Laurel?
This audio clip, which first went viral on Reddit and then Twitter, features a robotic voice saying a specific word, but people's perceptions of that word differ dramatically, even in the NewsHour office.
Yanni.
Laurel.
Yanni.
Yanni.
Laurel.
Laurel.
Yeah.
How is it possible people are hearing different things? The sound is what's called an ambiguity illusion, and it's nothing new to neuroscientists.
Remember the dress from 2015? Some people swore it was gold and white, others black and blue. That viral photo is a visual version of an ambiguity illusion.
When a human brain encounters something it can't immediately understand, it tries to fill in the gaps.
In the case of Yanni v. Laurel, the frequency or pitch of the sound clip is cryptic to our minds. The original poster of the audio clip, an 18-year-old Reddit user from Lawrenceville, Georgia, recorded the pronunciation of Laurel off vocabulary.com through his speakers. That distorted the sound.
This muddled sound causes our brains to fall back on their natural preferences.
Folks who prefer lower frequencies hear Laurel, while those who lean toward high frequencies hear Yanni.
This might explain why children are reportedly hearing Yanni. The human ability to hear higher frequencies fades with age.
Your speakers or headphones may also be to blame, as some sound systems are tuned to emphasize different frequencies.
People discussing the sound around you can also shift your mind's perception.
Ambiguity illusions typically cause our perceptions to land one way or the other.
Yanni, Laurel, and the dress stand out because they clearly split a room.
But the neurological basis for exactly why is still a mystery to scientists. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Julia Griffin.
And I'm Sikhan Akpan.
And I don't know what the fuss is all about. It's Laurel.